The Australian of the Year Awards take place tonight at 7:30 at the National Arboretum. And one of the people in the running, literally and figuratively, for the Young Australian of the Year is Ned Brockman. Ned's a Sparky from Forbes in central western New South Wales, who in 2022 ran across the continent, all the way from Cottesloe Beach in Perth to Bondi Beach in Sydney, to raise money for people experiencing homelessness. Ned raised over $2 million along the way, and word of his feet spread. There were around 10,000 people at Bondi Beach when he finished that extraordinary run. Since then, he's done more of them, including an excruciating 1,600 kilometre run in 10 consecutive days. And he encourages others to push themselves and raise money to help end homelessness through Ned's Uncomfortable Challenge. Runner ambassador for people experiencing homelessness and New South Wales Young Australian of the Year nominee, Ned Brockman. Welcome to Sunday Extra.
Hey, thanks for having me, mate. Appreciate it. It feels like a lifetime ago I was a Sparky, but here we are.
If you've got a ticket, we've got to give you acknowledgement as we run through your introduction, which covers a lot of kilometres, Ned.
Yeah,
how long have you been running sort of really long distances?
I've done it for about a three-year period. I wouldn't say I'm doing too much of it now. I'm trying to shorten it up to the marathon distance, but
marathon distance. That's amazing, Ned.
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative, right? But it's been a really special journey. And yeah, being down here in Canberra for the Australian of the Year Awards is something I never envisioned with any of the pursuits I did. I really just wanted to help people and find out what I was capable of, and in pursuit of that, show people we're much more capable than we think. So it's been a really, really cool journey. And yeah, down here in Canberra, it's really awe-inspiring being around so many incredible people devoted to their causes. So I'm just filled with a lot of pride, a lot of national pride, and feeling very grateful.
I'm just curious, how'd you get down to Canberra? Did you run?
I didn't run, mate. The flights are pretty efficient.
Good to hear. Yeah. Ned, tell us, what inspired you to start raising money for people experiencing homelessness?
Yeah, I would say everyone always asks, there must have been a connection with it, but there wasn't. I was, I grew up in a home full of love and care, and something I thought everyone had. And by pursuing this and wanting to find out more about homelessness, I realized not everyone had that. And so I think just using my, the house of love I felt and the constant support, I think it's our duty to give that to people who don't, and or at least show people the way to give their love and heart to those who don't have it and haven't had been fortunate enough to have that. So that was kind of the reason. And I guess when you see the scale of it, it's impossible to stop trying to end it. And that's my kind of duty now, is to, until we can say Australia is homelessness free, I will be batting down the hatches and pursuing that until it's done.
You unsurprisingly worked your way up to running all the way across the continent. What was your first fundraising campaign?
Yeah, funnily enough, I would argue I probably didn't. I ran 50 marathons in 50 days in 2020, and I raised for a large organisation, and I remember kind of feeling like I didn't really know where that money was going to be put towards. And that's kind of how it ended up being that I partnered with We Are Mobilise, who just do incredible work. We've had our 1,000th human through their Kickstarter program into housing this week, actually. So through the programs that we've created, through the funds that were raised, we've been able to get people into housing and living a kind of a second kickstart into life. So it's been a really special journey. The 9 million plus we've raised is changing lives.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Ned Brockman, who's New South Wales Young Australian of the Year nominee. Ned, and I just want to go back, because you just sort of flitted over that phrase, 50 marathons in 50 days. Can we just pause and hear a little bit more about that? Had you run marathons before, and how did the idea of 50 in 50 days come about?
Yeah, going back a while, I guess my running journey started just to lose a bit of weight, and then natural progression, I would run 2K on top of the distance each day. So 3K, 5K, 7K, 9K, 21K in the first kind of fortnight. And I'm a physio's worst nightmare, but I think honestly,
it might be their dream come true.
Stubbornness is key. Stubbornness is key. And yeah, I heard someone had done it in America a man by the name of Dan Karnazes, 50 states of America in 50 days. He ran 50 marathons, and I thought I could probably do that, but I'm going to work at the same time. And it kind of caught wind, and people got around it. But yeah, I guess the Oz run was 2.5 marathons a day, and then more recently, the 1,000-mile run around Sydney Olympic Park was about 130 kilometres a day, so just over 3 marathons a day. So yeah, it's been a pretty wild journey, but one I'm grateful that, I think this award especially will give me a platform without having to throw myself in the metaphorical fire in order to gain attention. And right. I'm really grateful for that.
Ned, you've put yourself through a lot, and you mentioned physios, you must have great medical support. What sort of injuries or issues have you and your body had to deal with because of these extraordinarily long runs that you've done?
Mate, it's just part of the cost of doing business, in my opinion. It's all sorts, niggles, like tendons, ligaments, muscles, bone stuff. But I wouldn't change it for the world. Bring them on.
Are there particular moments you remember from the cross continental run that were kind of like your high point and your low point? It must be an incredible mental challenge to go through as you're undertaking this massive run.
Yeah, I mean, again, I kind of just when I announced that I was doing it, I think it was accepting that no matter what gets thrown my way, we'll be making sure I either crawl across the finish line if it gets to that point, or die trying. I know that sounds very ridiculous to say, but I think that's the reason I've got through all these things, is that it's not really a matter of, oh, I feel really bad today, I'm not going to get it done. It's, I feel bad, accept that and push on because you chose to do it. So, you know, I had moments the whole way across that Australia run. I've had moments through all my last 5 years with every run I've done where I've felt really terrible, and I've felt all sorts of emotions, but they merely are just emotions, and we have the ability to view everything as it is. And I always choose to see the positive in all of it. So, and again, the reiteration of this Australian of the Year award has just kind of, emphasised that.
Tell us about the mental journey. Was it sort of a different order of magnitude doing the run across the continent, or did you find yourself in a similar mental space to challenges that you'd faced when you were doing, say, the 50 marathons in 50 days?
It's all relative. I think when you do something that's the hardest thing you've ever done, it'll always be the hardest thing you've ever done until you do the next thing that's the hardest thing you've ever done. And I think, like, we put our own limits on ourselves. They're all self-imposed. It's, if someone's done this, how on earth could I do it? But I always take it the other way, is if someone can do that, then why the hell can't I? So, it's all scaled. It all becomes a very fun little game. But yeah, again, I'm very grateful for, the love and support I've had over the years in pursuing these. And yeah, and as I said, hopefully rein it in a bit and only kind of chase the marathon distance.
Fair enough. Ned, tell us about Ned's uncomfortable challenge. We've heard about the uncomfortable challenges of the running, but Ned's uncomfortable challenge is an organisation. What work does it do? And tell us some of the things you've achieved through that organisation.
Yeah, so to be honest, off the back of the two bigger runs, I kind of felt that, we can all try and, do these runs, fundraise, and we can always raise money, but how can we actually make as much impact as possible? And, there's runs on the board to say I can raise money, but how can we can unite a community to do more? And what's been really special is seeing people join in doing their own uncomfortable challenge. So every October, we just get people to do their own 10-day challenge and feel what I feel doing a massive pursuit and raising money for Mobilize. In that, we've been able to raise well over $5 million. So we've just hit we're very close to $10 million raised for Mobilize over the last 3 years. To me, that's really special. But it's what they're doing with that money, which is the most exciting part.
That's fantastic. What are some of the uncomfortable challenges that people who've taken on a Ned's uncomfortable challenge have done?
Yeah, it's been really cool. And I guess it's all relative, right? So what's hard for one person maybe very easy for another, but that's what's kind of cool about it. So some people are doing, you know, did a stand-up comedy gig for 10 days in a row. Some were sleeping rough. Some living off $10 a day, cold showers, bare feet, just walking barefoot everywhere. And then, yeah, so it kind of an array. People running so all sorts of distances, a marathon a day for 10 days, which blows me away. But yeah, it's been really cool. And I'm excited to see what it looks like next year and the years to come.
No doubt. I mean, I'm sort of intrigued as someone who's been through something that extraordinary. When you look at some of the other challenges that other people take on, have you looked at some and thought, oh, I would never do that?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The stand-up comedy, I'm as...
I reckon you'd go all right, just quietly.
Wall, mate. it would be... I do enough public speaking, but yeah, to try and get everyone to laugh at me. I mean, they'd be laughing at me. They wouldn't be laughing with me. But yeah, mate, it's really, really special. And I just, yeah, hope... Who knows? I just dream of a homelessness Australia and a... you know, people uniting over a common cause. I think we've lost the art of passion. We've lost the art of pursuing something. And I think we need to, you know, head down, ass up and be passionate about things again and not be so divided. We're so divided at the moment. And I think we need all to come together and be proud of what this country is.
What would it mean to you to become a Young Australian of the Year?
Yeah, mate, I'd be honoured, but it also doesn't change anything if I don't. I think either way, I'd be incredibly grateful, and I am incredibly grateful for even just being recognised in the form I have been. The people in the room are just simply incredible, and as I said, passionate individuals who are devoted to changing the way their causes are viewed and instilling pride, instilling hope, instilling all these amazing things that. You know, I think we need it. You know, we hear so much in the news, so many bad things. And when you're in a room like this with these 33 people, it honestly sends goosebumps over my spine because, you know, it makes you feel hopeful about the future.
Mm-hmm. You're obviously someone who thinks big and is not afraid of taking on big challenges. When you look forward to your future, Ned, have you got the germ of some other big ideas, things that you'd like to achieve in the next years?
I tell you what, I used to very much look at the future and think I was going to get some sort of happiness from completing or getting something, but I have absolutely found in these pursuits that there is nothing as good as being where your feet are and living in the moment. So while ever I'm alive, breathing, happy and healthy, I will be just enjoying every day as they come.
Well, good on you, Ned. And yeah, good to be happy with where your feet are, although I imagine your feet have been pretty, pretty sore over the years. Thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning and all the best for the ceremony this evening.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for the chat. Have a ripper day.
Cheers. That's runner, ambassador for people experiencing homelessness and the founder of Ned's Uncomfortable Challenge. Also New South Wales Young Australian of the Year nominee, Ned Brockman. And the Australian of the Year Awards announcement will be screened on ABC TV tonight, live from 7:30 p.m. in Australian Eastern Daytime.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.